Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
All this week, we're continuing the teaching, Life in the Spirit. True life is in the Spirit. And we closed yesterday in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Let's read it again. You are of God, little children, and overcome them. How do we overcome? Because he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. So he that is in us is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit who gives us the ability,
yes,
to test every spirit.
Yes.
And it talks about it clearly in 1 John chapter 4. Verse 1 says, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because he who is in you
is
greater than he who is in the world. So he that's in the world is the spirit of the Antichrist. It says it's already in the world. In the day of the writing, they said, and is now already in the world. So it's not something that we're looking for futuristically. The spirit against Christ, Antichrist, is already in the world. But we overcome how? Because we have a spirit that is greater. We have the Holy Spirit, and by the Holy Spirit, we're able to discern and test the spirits.
So truthful. Let's stay there on this Thursday morning and teach on this for a while so we get fully understand and equip with the Word of God. And 1 John 4, Beloved, do not believe every spirit. So the Holy Spirit and other spirits. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if there was only one spirit, then this scripture wouldn't have phrased that way. And it talking to who? Who does this was written to? The believers. Mm-hmm. The believers. Mm-hmm. We the believers. Mm-hmm. It said, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit, mm-hmm, whether they have God. And the only way we can, because the great one resides in us, so we can test. And that's why we say on Tuesday that the spirit reside inside and the outside influence, it comes first where? To our mind. And we're ready to do that. But because we are born again, we're going to put it to the test, whether it's the Holy Spirit that lives in me, is directing me, or is the external, and we know who live in the world, who is in control here right now, that caused so much problem, the Antichrist, the devil. And we know the devil is also a spirit. So that's why I said test every spirit. The devil is a spirit. So, and because the devil is a spirit, sometime we think it's God, mm-hmm. and it's not God. Mm-hmm. It's so we have to test it to know, and we test it by the word, because every time God, everything that God does is backed up by His word. Mm-hmm. How do I test the spirit? The word. I'm going to look where in the Bible it says that. It doesn't matter whether you use prophet B or prophet C or prophet D or Dr. This. If it doesn't say so in the word of God, I know it's not coming from the word of God. It's coming from that man. Mm-hmm. Okay? So I have to make sure that's whatsoever that I'm going to do is line up according to the word of God. And this is the Bible says, whatsoever we do in word and in deeds, make sure it is God. Mm-hmm. It is what God says. So we have the authority. I'm doing this based up on what the word of God says. And as I'm there, I am not going to leave this, because this is a part that a lot of Christian good believers stumble over, Pastor Dan. Mm-hmm. Tithing. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tithe. Why? Who tell you that? Who said that to you? I tithe because the word says so. Mm-hmm. So when I tithe, I don't think about man. Mm-hmm. If you are going to give in church and thinking about man, I can tell you it's not coming from the spirit. Not coming from the spirit. It's coming from your head. You might as well just keep it. Because that's emotion. Mm-hmm. That's totally emotion. That's totally you. That's totally your flesh. When it's God, you don't reason not one thing. You heard God, and that's all that is. Mm-hmm. I heard God. Once I heard God, I'm not thinking about that man. I heard God. Yeah. He has nothing to do with what I'm doing right now. Mm-hmm. I heard God. And upon what I heard, I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So the conversation now is not between me and Pastor Di. Mm-hmm. The conversation, Pastor Diana, is between me and God. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to God and mm-hmm. say, God, Pastor Dan, mm-hmm. say. Mm-hmm. You know? No. When I go to God, I say, God, you say. Mm-hmm. That's right. The conversation is between me and God. Mm-hmm. And not me and the prophet. That man. Mm-hmm. Is what the prophet is only a voice. Yeah. A voice of him. Mm-hmm. The one. The great one. Mm-hmm. So when that voice speak to the human voice and it comes out, I hear two things. I hear the voice behind the voice and I say, that's God. Mm-hmm. And I'm not thinking about that man, no way. I just said, God spoke to me. Yes.
That's very profound what Pastor just said. You know, always remember your relationship with God is between you and God and no one else. So don't let anyone come over to you and say, well, you should be doing this and you should be doing that. Yeah. It may very well be true. But the thing is, you only have God to answer to. So be strong. As while you're living in the spirit, we also have to be confident that we have a relationship with God and God alone. And no one else should influence us in what we do. Only listen to the spirit. And his spirit is greater, that the spirit that's in us is greater than the world. And that's also a very profound statement. And I look at that as, if we follow God, nothing else is better. That's how I interpret that.
And then you teach us, I remember sitting in church, so that you were up there, he says, you ought to hear the voice behind the voice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You hear my voice, but listen for the voice mm-hmm. that comes beyond my that comes beyond what I'm saying. That's a walk therein. So when you echo something, you're just an echo chamber. You're echoing what God is saying. And then it comes out of your mouth, but I don't say, Diane says, I say, God says. Mm-hmm. I just heard God here. Mm-hmm. You know, so many times I got mm-hmm. up and said, I heard God on this one. Mm-hmm. When you were up there and mm-hmm. I heard God. Mm-hmm. You know, and what he says, because we have to listen. Mm-hmm. And no wonder the Bible does say we ought to what? We are to be slow to speak. Mm-hmm. And we ought to be, we must listen. Mm-hmm. This is a quick thing, quick to hear. Mm-hmm. I heard it. Yeah, quick to hear. And we are to guess, make sure it is God. Like you said, Pastor Emily, is God talking? This is, and when you know God talking, you don't have time to be talking about they say what I should do or what I shouldn't do. You know, some when God speaks to me and I act and I proclaim and someone says, I don't think you should do that. I says, why? Are you going to tell me what I should do? You're not the one who tells me. You're not the one who says so. God says so. You can't. You cannot in no way, shape, nor form start to judge nobody or tell them what they should say or what they should not. It's always come down to one person and one person only, you and the Almighty God.
And the same thing goes if somebody said, God told me, if it doesn't line up with the word.
You don't have to do it.
It has to line up with the word, yes.
I think every celebration tabernacle members, every one of them, every worshiper celebration knows that. They're not going to be tricked by you. I don't care what you are. They want to make sure they're going to search that out. Where that is, where, and it started, there's wrestling in their spirit. Their spirit man is wrestling. They're not taking it. I remember so many times, people, our members, they will go attend somewhere else, and they hear a teaching, and they were troubled with it. So they come get me and tell me and ask me, is this correct? Was this? And I asked him why. Because it says, I'm trouble over what he says. And lo and behold, when I go to the word of God, they are absolutely right. This is, I know it. We can go a Sunday and tell people and ask them to stand up. And they'll tell you, I know it was wrong. The spirit was said, no, reject it in the name of Jesus. So, living in the spirit is to be what? Directed by the spirit is to be what? Controlled by the spirit. And we say it as the spirit says it. And when we say it as the spirit says it, we'll see the result. Yeah.
Even when people come and they tell for their own situation, they say, well, God told me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's nothing else for us to discuss.
No. Yeah.
If God told you, sometimes people, well, they say God told me, want everybody else's opinion.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe God didn't tell you. If God had told you, then that's the end of the discussion. There's nothing for you to come about. If God said it, okay, how could we support you in bringing it forth? But if God said it, don't come to somebody looking for them. Their opinion or them to talk you out of your faith. If God said it, he said it. That's what, so when people come and they say, well, God say, okay, there's no rebuttal.
Yeah.
We have no rebuttal. If God said, okay, God said, it is what it is. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count. Are
you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.